I'm gonna curse you.
You're gonna curse me?
With a magical spell, yeah.
Magical spell?
No questions asked.
That's so much cooler than what I was.
Hold on a minute. What were you thinking?
We can't.
Hakuna Matata.
Who's Harley Quinn?
In days of the old, knights were bold. Rohan journeyed from his land to encounter the one they called Onicon. Join Rohan and Onicon on adventures each week to discover the world of comics and more in Talking Comics.
Welcome to
Talking Comics, episode 15. Let's get this over with now. Well, the intro, because I'm going to get into the comic show.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
So, what a intro. We're getting back into the rhythm of doing this again.
Yeah.
Excuse me. We've got three episodes. This is our third.
We have Patreon. Link it right. Oh, wait. That was the door to the show. Link it right there. Patreon.
Yeah, she reminded me that we keep reminding people about our Patreon to buy us a comic. What else? Anything else you need to cover? I'll hide all these papers.
I so
you
don't need them today. Hey, I need my script.
All right, so we're back from our trip. We've been hanging out. We've been catching up, doing some cool stuff. Got all our comics, been reading some comics. Yeah. Did you read any this week?
Yes. I actually read.
There might be a number that she read that she's been talking about for several episodes. But we'll get to that later.
The paper just fell.
It's fine.
Pick it up.
All right, so we got our weekly polls. Do you want to go first? You seem very excited about it.
Why is there a box? What is
I don't
box?
Know.
What is that box for? Okay.
Does it matter?
It kind of does.
There's lots
to
of
me.
Boxes in here.
Yeah, I know. Well, those are there for a specific reason. That one under your desk is Patreon.
That's the box for your mic stand.
Oh, okay.
Aren't you happy now? You got a mic stand?
Mm-hmm.
Your own microphone? I'll get you a nice mic like this soon, but this seems to be working really well.
Yeah, well, this is a singing mic.
It doesn't. It's a vocal acoustic mic.
Okay, whatever.
It's working. That's what's amazing.
Why? It's a unicorn.
Because it can go really high.
How high?
Pretty high, according to all those levers on that mic stand.
Just like, it's a unicorn horn.
But anyway, do you want to do your cover, your
yeah.
covers, your weekly polls? Mm-hmm. All right, what do you got this
Why
week?
Why does that paper keep itching? First, we have Stranger Netflix, Stranger Things, number 104.
Okay.
Then we got Pride, DC Pride 2025, number one, Harley and Ivy. He found this, I don't know where.
Yeah, I found that in the box.
This is from...
We don't have to get that close. Let's bring it down just a little. You don't have to lean into it. Just talk. Just talk normal.
Is this good now?
Yep, that's much better.
Okay, I got this Superman. I think it's still on the cover. It's from 1993.
Still in the poly bag.
This is called poly?
Yeah, the poly bag. Let's see. That's pretty cool, actually. It's from 64 Page Adventures. I wonder why it was in the dollar box.
64 Page Adventures of Superman, number 500, with removable translection cover.
What? Translucent.
Lucent? What is lucent?
Translucent.
Okay. That's weird.
Read.
Exclusive 8 extra story pages. 1 Skybox Bloodlines trading card featuring 4 new Supermen.
Very cool.
This was originally $2.95 US.
And you got it for a dollar. It was in the dollar box, right?
Yeah, $1, $2 box, yeah.
Okay.
Have you not paid attention?
I don't know. Okay. I think he actually probably just gave it to us.
Probably did.
Because we had a stack of, like, you know, 20 other comics. Yeah.
Comics. Probably didn't even want to.
But anyway, go ahead. Okay. What you got next?
4 of 4, Stranger Things and Dungeons and Dragons. The Rise of Hellfire. With Eddie on it.
Yeah, we got to find number 1 and 2.
Yeah. I need season 5 to come out. Please. Some.
Is it 5 or 6?
5.
Okay.
If any Netflix people are watching this, hurry up. Film. I love Stranger Things. Please. Yeah.
All right, next.
Like Stranger Things and Dungeons and Dragons, The Rise of Hellfire, number 3 of 4.
Yep, that was pretty cool. I like the cover.
Yeah. My Harley Quinn. They didn't have the connected cover that I wanted because I already got the Poison Ivy one. I'm so mad.
Yeah, we got to see about that. We'll have to ask him.
I do like this cover a lot, though.
Yeah, but I was hoping to get the cover, connecting cover, yeah. Too.
We also need to find that other cover that I have.
Okay.
The other connecting cover that I showed you.
Yep.
It has Bud and Lou in the background. It's number 52.
52?
I got 52 comics on. Then, this was on my pull list.
I want to read these, too.
Yeah, this was on my pull list. We almost forgot about it.
Well, she updated her pull list, but we got to sync it.
Okay, so basically, this is what he told me. Oh, since you don't get a lot of comics, and he gets this many, like, a week. I only get, like, this many, like, he's like, go and pick some number 1. So I picked some for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got to keep a watch on it, too, because it'll update all the time. So once a week I go in usually and just look at all the number 1s coming up the next few months and pick issues to get. So go ahead and show the camera.
This is Spider-Man and Wolverine, number 1. This came out last week, I think. I don't know.
Last month.
Whatever. It's pretty cool. I got Spider-Man and Wolverine, Fight to the Death, number 2. This one was the one that came out this week.
Yeah, I want to read these too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's what you got this week. So this week I got Out of Alcatraz, number 4. Martian Manhunter, number 4. This has been pretty good so far. The Absolute Wonder Woman, number 9. Fantastic series. This one I had to pick up. Gwenpool, number 2. So Gwenpool, number 1, was, I read last night, was amazing. I had never read Gwenpool before. It's been great. This is kind of a cool cover with the thing. Can you stop?
I'm doing the effects.
Of this?
Yeah.
Like, okay. It's kind of distracting, but the cover is kind of cool. I don't know. It was a really great comic. I haven't read number 1 yet, but I got number 2 of Lost Fantasy. Really cool cover. Sniper cover.
Next, you got Don't Run with Scissors, number 2. Pretty cool cover.
All right, I like showing them to the camera instead of looking at them. Stop. Can I do my books, please?
Yeah.
All right, let me do mine. So Don't Run with Scissors, number 2. I read the first one on the comic reads. Please, can I do this?
Yeah.
Thank you. Vision and Scarlet Witch, number 1 and number 2. Then I got the Justice League Unlimited, number 8, which is part of the We Are Yesterday series, part 6. I'm missing a couple of these. We're trying to get tomorrow. This is the new history of the DC universe. I kind of got this for both of us. This is number 1, but it's got like all the characters on it. And then the number.
Does it have Harley Quinn?
If this doesn't, number 2 is a connecting cover. Hold on. I think this is all the good guys.
She is a good guy.
Okay. They may not be all the good guys. I don't know. But you can look at this. And then there's a number two that connects the covers. And then the last, I got the Green Lantern number three. This is an alternate cover. The last one they had. And that is our weekly pulls. So I don't think Carly's on this one. I think she's on number on the second cover.
It's Joker.
Oh, okay. But pretty sure Harley's on number two.
Does Poison Ivy?
So I'm kind of interested to see what that's about, because it's the new history of the DC Universe. Here, let me show the camera again. You look so sad. But yeah, I'm probably covering up part of the people. But maybe you can pause and see everybody. All right. What did you read this week?
Harley Quinn number 15.
She finally read number 15. Mm-hmm. You've only been talking about that for like 10 episodes. Yeah, maybe not. 7 episodes, maybe. Mm-hmm. Okay, what'd you think of it?
Action.
Action. Mm-hmm. Alright, tell us about it.
So, I read number 15. Pretty good. Read number 16. And it ended off at a cliffhanger, or whatever it's called.
Cliffhanger?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I couldn't read anymore because, you know, I only took 2 with me. Because we moved all of our comics here.
To our studio.
Yeah. No questions asked.
This is our studio.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, I don't know what else you want to call it.
Oma's house. Oh, let's just redo. Redo it. Redo it.
I don't know what else you want to call it. Our studio. Mm-hmm. What do you call? What is this? It's my office / studio.
A corner.
It's a corner of my office that's our studio.
I call it.
And we're going to add, it's going to expand. We're going to continue to make this better. We're going to make this, we're going to have a couch in here. So soon, she's going to sit on the couch instead of a hard chair. And you'll be able to sit on the couch and chill. And
this is one of those like
folding hard chairs, yeah.
$1.
I could get you this chair. We'll see. Yeah. I'll get you a nice chair.
Yeah.
Next episode, there'll be better chairs. There'll be a couch in a couple episodes. But you'll be able to sit on the couch. Wouldn't that be cool? Okay. All right. So my favorite reads this week, I read Doctor Strange Vasgard 4.5 stars. Godzilla versus X-Men, 4 stars. That was pretty, it was good. Good. One of the better Godzilla stories so far. The Thor one comes out next month. Can't wait. I think it's next week, actually. Giant Size Amazing Spider-Man. I did not know, but it actually split into 4. It was actually 4 different comics. And the first one was written by Kevin Smith, mm-hmm. who's in that pop right there. That's an autographed Kevin Smith pop right there in the box. But the first one was written by him, and then him and Jay and Silent Bob make a cameo in the comic. It was really funny.
Who's Silent Bob?
From Clerks, you know.
Well, I have not watched.
Well, yeah, it's probably for the good, but whatever.
See? See?
Anyway, it's probably for the best, but it was good. The second story was decent. The third one was okay. The fourth, I mean, they were all good. But my favorite was with Kevin Smith. Huh?
It was Clark's.
Clerks.
Clerks. They were shoe brand.
He wrote the Clerks, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
One of them is a shoe brand, one of them is a movie. They might be the same. I don't know.
Okay.
I think I have some Clerks.
Clerks, yes. Clerks are shoes. Clerks was a movie.
Clerks. Clock-a-doodle-doo!
Okay. I also read Pop. I also read Pop Kill 3, 4 stars.
How's Pop Kill?
It's good.
What is it?
It's two brothers that were conjoined twins, got separated, and then started a rival soda brand. That's pretty good.
That sounds amazing.
It's pretty good.
Can I read it?
In a few years. And then I read the Toxic Avenger pinup special. That was pretty, it was interesting. It took turns I did not expect. It was crazy. He was like Toxic Avenger, but he's like a cleaning person and has a cleaning business and like cleans a toilet and finds like a squirrel in the toilet. It was funny. But
wait, was that the one with the toilet guy?
Yeah.
Where's our Jesus one?
I haven't read it yet. So I'll read it this week. I promise.
Dude, can I read the Jesus?
I don't know. Okay, let me read it first.
Well, I need to read the Jesus one.
I'm sure you can.
Well, I want to read it. Okay.
It'll be fun.
I want to read the Jesus one.
So that was 4 stars. That's what I got. So what are you looking forward to next week reading? What are you looking forward to the most?
Is that signed by you? That picture of you up there.
Yes.
Okay. What was the question?
Squirrel.
What sounds do squirrels make?
Wow.
I think. I don't
know. What are you looking forward to reading this week?
The Jesus Christ one.
Okay.
What else? And then the toilet one. And then Harley Quinn number 17, 18, and 19.
Okay. That's cool. I'm looking forward to Stop Pushing My Chair. I don't know how we're ever going to get through these.
Get fired today.
What?
Get fired.
All right. Stop messing with my chair. We're going to get 2 rolling chairs and just have like jousting battles on camera.
What's that mean?
Like, I don't know. We'll have,
bumper cars?
Like, you know, jousting, you know, long stick on horseback. All right, so I'm looking forward to Gwenpool number 2. Might read that tonight. Out of Alcatraz number 4, 3, and 4. What else do I want to read? No. Not sure. We haven't really watched anything this week.
Chicken
yet,
Nugget.
Have we?
I have.
What did you watch?
Did I watch? Hold on. Oh.
You've got to stop hitting the mic.
This mic is going to kill me.
You've got to stop.
It needs to come over there.
All right. I will fix that for next time. I promise.
Okay. I watched a movie.
What movie?
I'm about to explain.
Okay,
it's called. That's what it's called.
What's it called?
Girls at Work.
What was it about?
Part of it's not funny. But the other part is. Okay. You have to watch it to actually get it, though.
Okay, so what's the title of it?
Cells.
Cells at Work.
C. A. L. L.
So, like, biological cells, not like cells, like selling stuff.
What?
Ooh.
Like inside your body.
Oh, cells at
Work.
Oh, okay. Now that seems so much cooler than what I was thinking. Okay.
W.
O-R-K.
Yeah.
That's so much cooler than what I was.
Okay. Hold on a minute. What were you thinking?
I was thinking cells at work, like selling something like at retail shop. And I'm like, so this movie's about somebody working in a store selling something?
No, it's not.
Okay, that's so much cooler than what I was.
No.
All right.
No, it's the cells inside of your body, and they're in this little girl's body, and she gets leukemia, which is okay. Well, actually, the first part of the movie is most hilarious thing ever. The last part of the movie,
kind of sad.
Yeah.
All right.
Skip. She doesn't die, though.
Spoiler alert. All right.
As I said a few episodes ago, everything in this podcast is literal spoilers, so don't watch it if you don't want spoilers.
There you go.
Put the title spoilers.
Nah.
Spoiler. Spoiler alert.
Do you know what time it is?
I pooped. I did.
This is not the pooping on a regular basis podcast.
We should have one of those. Oh my god, yes. I pooped out a piece of paper yesterday. Oh, I pooped out my chicken nuggets that I ate for lunch.
You don't even eat chicken.
This is Jeremy that's talking. I pooped out my chicken nuggets that I ate for lunch. The old country people pooping podcast.
I'll save that for a commercial.
I pooped out one of my...
All right.
Hold on.
Okay.
This is Grandma Clarity. Charity. I pooped out one of my strawberry candy wrappers that I had. Because that's all I can eat because my teeth are rotten.
Do you know what time it is?
What's the name?
Or?
What's the name?
Or?
What's the name?
Or?
Question time.
Trivia time? Same thing.
It's not trivia.
Did you show off that mask? That mask is cool. You should wear the mask on the podcast one day. Why? It's not funny. All right, do you know what time it is?
It's question time. Question time.
Or trivia time?
Question time. It's question time. Where he asks me questions, or I ask him questions. What will we go today? Woo! Today's questions are about poison ivy, the plant. Yes.
She asked me.
I was talking about the plant. Should have done Fred.
Fred. Next time. Yeah, Fred. 100%. We will do Fred questions.
He's from outer space.
Do you know what time it is?
What the time?
All right. Poison Ivy.
Where he asks me questions, and I sometimes ask him questions. What will we go do today?
All right. Poison Ivy, this or that. Plant powers or toxic kiss? What? In a normal voice, please. Alright. Poison Ivy's best friend, Harley Quinn. Catwoman? Yeah, like, that was dumb. Gotham City or the
Gotham
Green?
Gotham City.
Can I finish?
No.
Heroic or villainous, Ivy?
Villainous.
Okay. Animated or live action?
Animated.
Okay. Poisonous vines or mind control pheromones?
What was the first?
Poisonous vines.
Yeah, that.
Okay, that one. Teaming up with Batman or fighting Batman?
Fighting?
Eco-terrorist or eco-warrior?
Eco-warrior.
Eco-terrorist or eco-terrorist or eco-warrior?
Eco-warrior.
Okay, so save the planet type. Lab coat scientist or green goddess queen?
Green. The mother nature of all plants.
The what?
The mother nature of all plants.
So the green goddess queen?
Same thing!
Okay.
Get it right.
Classic red hair or
red hair.
Bright green hair?
Red hair.
Okay. What is Poison Ivy's real name?
Pamela Isley.
Middle name?
Hold on.
Stumped her.
No, I haven't.
Ow. You have two friends with this name.
Lillian,
but yeah. Good job.
Pamela Lillian. Oh, yeah, I remember now. Pamela Lillian Isley.
Which DC villain is most commonly portrayed as Ivy's best friend and love interest?
I already said it.
I didn't hear you.
Harley Quinn.
Oh, Harley Quinn. Who's Harley Quinn?
I'm going to punch you in the face. Look around you and see like 17 right? things of more.
What university did Pamela Isley attend before becoming Poison Ivy? It's the name of the city they live in.
Gotham Academy or Gotham?
Tell the mic.
Gotham. What was the first answer I said?
Gotham University. What? Who was the scientist that experimented on Poison Ivy, or on Pamela, that turned her into Poison Ivy?
I forgot his name. He don't important.
Dr. Jason Woodrue.
He sucks.
A.K.A. the Floronic Man. What is...
Spoiler alert.
What is Ivy immune to, making her nearly untouchable by most humans and toxins? What is Ivy immune to?
Like poisons and like toxins and stuff like that.
Yeah, poisons, viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Which comic issue did Poison Ivy debut in? I'll be impressed.
God.
It is a Batman comic.
It's something with the number 3 in it.
No.
No, wait. See, no.
You know what year?
92.
It was Batman 181 in 1966.
I knew it. I knew it. I forgot it.
What is the name of the ecological force Ivy is sometimes associated with, connecting her to the plant world? Hmm. What is the name of the ecological force Ivy is sometimes associated?
What does ecological mean?
Like, you know, the ecosystem.
Huh?
What connects her to the plant world?
Her powers.
It's called the green.
Okay.
Which Batman Arkham video game first featured Poison Ivy as a mate? I tried to get through without I couldn't do it. God, I was trying so hard.
Your face is red.
I was trying so hard to get through that without yawning.
Your face is red.
Which Batman Arkham video game first featured Poison Ivy as a major antagonist?
Arkham Asylum.
Yeah, very good. It was.
Oh, wait, yeah.
What's Poison Ivy's most powerful and feared weapon?
Huh?
What's her most powerful and feared weapon?
Fire.
What's her weapon? She don't have anything to do with fire. What does she do? Like, what's her most feared weapon? Like, what weapon does she use that's most feared by other people? It says her toxic kiss.
Oh, yeah.
Does she have a toxic kiss in the animated series?
I don't know, but she does kiss the children for the plant things.
Talk into the mic.
She kisses the children because she poisoned them with... like some chemical that made them turn into part trees. So she had to put her DNA in them.
Interesting.
Did you not see that episode?
I don't know. I'll have to look. In the animated series Harley Quinn 2019, who voices Poison Ivy?
Oh God, what is she? Why were you like 20? Oh, because we were just talking about it.
The animated series, yeah.
Yeah.
But really had nothing to do with this question. You don't know?
I seriously don't know.
Lake Bell is what it says. All right. Harley and Ivy, this or that. Chaos or control? What?
Chaos, like me. I'm chaos.
Yes, you are. Joker's ex or plant queen?
Huh?
Joker's ex or plant queen?
Like Harley Quinn? Or
like Harley being Joker's ex or Ivy being the plant queen?
Harley Quinn being the Joker's ex.
Hey, you really just will not ever not pick Harley, will you?
We'll see about that. Okay. Well, actually, I pick you over her.
Well, okay, you're right. Coney Island or Gotham City?
Gotham City. You asked me that question already.
I did. But this has to do with Poison Ivy and Harley. So there's a huge difference. Gotham City.
Yeah.
Mallet or vines?
Oh, okay. Mallet.
Animated series or live action?
Animated series.
Stealing diamonds or saving nature?
Saving nature. Except the bugs. You can kill all the bugs. I don't like beetles at all. I like lightning bugs because they light up at night, but...
Harley's hyenas or Ivy's...
Bud and Lou.
Or Ivy's carnivorous plants. What's his name?
I think.
Fred?
I think.
Okay. Well, look at that. Next question. What is Poison Ivy's plant's name? I don't know. It was a joke. Pink and blue hair or fiery red hair?
Pink and blue.
Fiery red. BFFs or soulmates? BFFs.
Well, I know.
Oh, see, answer a little too quickly. BFFs or soulmates? Soulmates. All right. Well, that does it for trivia time. She's so sad because it ends. It's okay.
I just did my hair today. Look how it's like, it looks nice.
It does. It does.
I messed it up. I even put hair gel in it.
Good job.
I don't own hair.
All right. Well, that's episode 15.
The only hairspray I own is from, like, when I was, like, a tiny little toddler baby, because I used to do dance, and that's still from dance, so it's probably expired and probably going to explode in the can soon.
Well, awesome.
Trivia
time.
Question time.
All right, so you're gonna...
Question time.
Yeah, I'll have to create a graphic for question time.
Question time.
All right, so we have, what do we have coming next week? More polls? More reading? More questions? More trivia?
Questions.